Aloha, aloha, everybody. My name is Stacia Kennedy. I am an online entrepreneur, 15 years in the business, of course. And we're talking about AI here, right? Actually, I've been using AI for many, many years. And actually, you have been using AI for many, many years and not even realizing you have been using it. Maybe it is going to take over the world, but if not, just go ahead and join them. Right? Why not join the whole AI craze right now? And that's what we're here to talk about, is what AI can do and how that can help you as an agency owner. We have been seeing this come up here with ChatGPT and other platforms, but actually even prior to this, even when we go back to like 5 years ago when ManyChat came onto the scene, which automated some messaging for, you know, Facebook and now Instagram, and that was new on the scene, right? That has been something that's been very pivotal to a lot of people's businesses. And now we are going to talk about AI and what Go High Level has been doing with people who are building their agency like myself and like you. What I have for you is an awesome guest speaker. Chase Buckner is the director of marketing at High Level, an all-in-one white label sales and marketing partner. I have my own white label as well. For those of you who are watching my videos, that's what we've been talking about. It's a full-on service agency built from scratch. And, you know, he's helped Go High Level grow over 7 figures in ARR. I am super excited to bring him on and have this conversation, because literally you guys cannot miss what has been going on. I'm using ChatGPT right now, which has been super simple. But I also been using Jasper in the past. And we've been using all these other things that just make our life so simpler and make you look like a superstar and actually help you increase your business revenue by having these skills. So let's bring up Chase and talk about what they've been doing to innovate the platform and help people like us make more money.
Welcome to SaaS Business Secrets with Stacia, where we bring you the latest in starting your six-figure SaaS business and beyond. Visit SaaSBusinessSecrets.com to find out more. Now here's your host, Stacia.
Thanks for being here.
Hi, thanks for having me.
The awesome director of marketing of Go High Level. Tell us what's new. What's been going on?
Oh, man, there's so much going on. As you know, we roll out new features every day pretty much nowadays, and AI has been more and more baked into the platform, I would say. So we started with content AI. So basically anywhere you can write anything in High Level. So if you're writing emails or text messages or copy for a website page or a funnel page, you can hit the AI button and use AI to help you generate that copy. But I think what is more important is that there are lots of AI, you know, content tools out there these days. But with High Level, because we allow you to white label, everything that we build in is what we call a rebilling opportunity. So, you know, your customers as an agency can use it themselves when they're in there writing an email. And if they do, you can choose to mark up the cost of AI. So whereas most tools you're paying to get content from AI, with High Level as an agency owner, you are literally getting paid because your customers are using AI. So it's kind of an awesome way to monetize AI and sort of be in the driver's seat of the latest and greatest in AI, right? Because we constantly on the back end are monitoring which AI core producers are doing the best. And that's the ones that we plug in on the back end, right? So after text came image. And so there's already been a few switches on the supplier of the AI on the back end, because as you know, it changes like every week. One of them pulls ahead of the other one. And at first it was DALL-E and then this and then that. And we're all waiting for the Midjourney API to open up. And, you know, it's changing on the fly. But yeah, now you can create your copy. You can create images. So if you go into the social planner, for example, you can generate AI images to use. You can use AI to generate the copy. You can then schedule them out. You can schedule it to repeat now. And so all of these are just really convenient ways for our customers to create content more quickly, more easily. And then every time they do, you actually make money off of that AI usage. And so we're seeing that the money that agencies are making just from their clients using AI inside the platform is just going up and to the right.
That is so awesome. Has any of you guys just literally been like, I don't know what to write. I don't know what to post. We have a platform here, Go High Level, that'll help your clients make you look good by having that opportunity to do that. Actually, let me pull up my screen and we can show people around.
Yeah, for sure. And then we can talk about conversation AI. And that's really where I think the most exciting stuff is happening. And I think that's really going to have the biggest impact across the industry.
So here's a social planner. So you're saying if we go here and there's content AI right there, but if you make a new post.
Yeah, you can hit content AI right there. And this will help you with the written stuff. So, you know, you can have it. Let's say you're writing content and it'll give you different variations. You can choose the length, et cetera. And I found it to be with the content side of AI, it gets you like 80% of the way there, which is, or maybe let's say 60% of the way there, which is enough to get you over sort of the writer's block moment. And so I find myself using it more and more, especially later in the day when, you know, you've got the brain fog going on. It just gives you enough ideas and gets you far enough to be able to just finish off the thought. And so there you go.
Awesome. And then we have, I picked three variations and then you can pick one. Like, that's so simple. So if you're a social media manager, you can post this for your clients, like right into their account.
Yeah. And then you can do the same thing if you hit the image icon there.
Create an image. Just.
Nice.
And we can pick a different style. Oh, we go animated. Generate.
I'm not quite bald yet, but. That would be accurate in the near future. So yeah, you can see there's a bunch of different styles here. And then I think this will be really exciting when the Midjourney API opens up, because I don't know if you've ever messed with, try to do the photo one actually.
Okay.
That should give us the most realistic. Yeah.
Yeah. I heard of Midjourney actually, of people using that for their thumbnails and things.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty cool, but. Yeah, the image stuff will get even better as the, you know, platforms continue to progress. And I think Midjourney is considered to be the one that's far and above, but they don't have their API open yet. So once that opens up, we'll plug that one in and the images will get even better.
Cool. Yeah, you can save for later. And then this is one of my favorite things. I did a video on this, guys. So if you want that video, comment below, I will post it. But literally, this is what I was showing on. You can send post approvals. So if you have your clients in here, you can create their social media for them and then send it to them for approval. And then they can say yay or nay or give you some feedback and you can just post it. I've been looking for something like that for many years and they haven't had anything that really did that. So you can send it to your client for approval and then schedule it out.
Yeah. And if you see right below that one is a new feature that just rolled out last week. Yeah. If you just go back and like create a new post.
New post.
And then hit that drop down again. So just go ahead and hit the down arrow. Yeah. So schedule recurring posts is something that's brand new, which is awesome because statistically, let's say you have 1,000 followers on Instagram and you post something, only like 60 of them are actually going to see it. Right. And so if you're smart, you want to recycle your content. And so this allows you to choose a schedule and say, okay, post this every, whatever, 3 months or every other week or whatever it is. And so as you reschedule your content, you get more and more people to actually see it for the first time. And so that's a pretty cool feature that not all of the social media platforms actually have, like the schedulers that we just launched last week. So I'm pretty excited about that one. It'll help people get a lot more eyeballs on their content.
I love that. I definitely am a big proponent of recycling your content. And even like when, as you see your content like getting more traction on certain ones, and then you can use that those ones as a tell and repost those. That is a great feature.
Yeah, pretty exciting. We just launched Reels. So now you can schedule Reels natively, which is amazing. But again, if you step back, like the magic of this is not in these cool little things, but the fact that an agency can go sell that for whatever they want, right? So they can go say, hey, client, are you using anything to schedule your social media content? You can get way more performance if you plan ahead and schedule it and recycle it. And so my platform can do that for you. And now you're collecting recurring revenue for something that you don't have to do anything for, right? It's just there as a tool that your clients can use. And now you're able to monetize on it and generate that sticky recurring revenue, which is really the point of everything that we do at High Level, is to help agencies be not just the services providers, but the software providers as well. Because we know that the churn on software is very, very low compared to the churn on services, which is very, very high.
Exactly. That distinction right there for me and my business has totally changed the whole game. In the past, I used to be like, oh, client, you need to get this and this and these tools. And so, of course, maybe I'll make a little bit of commission or maybe an affiliate commission. But whether or not I got one or not, I just would refer these tools because they needed it. And now I can refer them to myself as a white labeled agency owner and charge whatever I want for that. And that continually brings in the revenue on that end, but also removing yourself from that part. Like,
yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Removing because your software. Yeah.
Clients don't care what the software is. They had never heard of any of the software. They don't care. They rely on folks like us, agencies, consultants, to tell them what they should use. And so you can recommend your own software and then collect that revenue. And what happens is it creates just this steady base for when your clients cancel your services, which is statistically very likely, right? The churn rate that we saw in our own data for services was around 62%. CallRail put out a report. They reported it to be around 64%. So once you recognize that mathematically, services like running ads and SEO and these types of classic agency services just lead to churn naturally, you want to have a software baseline. And so that makes things way easier, right? Because when your client tells you, hey, we want to pause this ad campaign, great, no problem, because they're still paying you for software. And then they're way more likely to come back and reactivate ads with you because they're still in a relationship there, as opposed to in the past when you just have to say, okay, you know, you turn it off, goodbye, and pray that they come back like they said that they would. And that's a lesson that I've learned over the years is, you know, the hard way is you will lose those services clients, whether you do a bad job, obviously, or if you do a really good job. We've had, when I was running an agency, tons of clients tell us, hey, we're getting too many leads. We're getting too many new customers from this. We need to turn off the ads. We're sorry. You know, we weren't prepared to grow that much that fast. And that was often a shocker. But the truth is, most businesses, especially if you're working with local businesses, they aren't prepared to double overnight. Like if you double a local business overnight, things just explode. And so when they come to us for help, they're really looking to grow like 20, maybe 30%. And if you can do that, they'll be thrilled. But you'll often see people cancel because you've done too good of a job. Same thing as with SEO is true. I remember many clients telling us, well, we're on page one now, so we don't think we should keep paying you anymore. And that's a tough situation to be in because you're losing a client because you did a really good job. But when you have a software offering as a base, it's not really a big deal. You can say, sure, no problem. We'll turn off that package, but you keep collecting for the software over and over. And it's that super low churn, sticky software that builds a really predictable business.
Yes, definitely. And going back to AI, can you tell us a little bit more about how Go High Level makes you an AI type of agency? So we just went over the social media platforms and typical ChatGPT or prompts that'll help you make those posts. But what are the other AI tools in there that make things super easy that you can sell as an agency?
Yeah, well, so the biggest one is conversation AI. And so conversation AI is evolving very, very quickly right now. Right now it's in suggestive mode, which means it will suggest responses and you can just click one that you like and hit send. But any day now, automatic mode will roll out where you can just turn it on autopilot. And so I've just been blown away at how good of a job it does at handling conversations. And so for years, I thought, you know, AI's, it would never be at the point where you would just let it run wild, right? But from what I have seen, it is, we're basically there. And so if you imagine a business owner thinking about the prospect of having a full-time employee who never sleeps, who's perfectly trained, who doesn't take vacation, who doesn't require health insurance, like all of these things, you can very quickly start to imagine how fast every business owner is going to want one of these. Because why wouldn't you, right?
You sound like you're describing me, actually. My client, I was like, can I duplicate you? And I'm like, there's only one of me. But now you can have, you can duplicate me by getting this software.
Well, yeah. So let's think about the implications of this, right? So let's take a step back. There was a famous study from a guy who was an MIT professor around leads. The TLDR version is there's basically a 5-minute window to engage a new lead. And if you don't get a new lead to engage with you within 5 minutes, the odds of ever closing that lead fall off a cliff. The problem is that most businesses, 99% of businesses, they just can't reply that fast, right? Because they're doing things, right? People are walking through the front door, they're picking up the phone, they're running for lunch, they're getting people situated, all these kinds of things. It's impossible for them to follow up fast enough, consistently enough. And so, you know, at high level, we build tools to automate things, right? So we've helped people for years now automate an email back, automate a text message back, try to take some of that work off of the human staff. But now we can literally plug in AI agents that are just ready to have the full-on conversation as soon as the lead comes in. And so what I'm predicting is going to happen is we're going to see a big shift from marketers running Facebook lead ads to Facebook Messenger ads, because now you can run a Messenger ad straight into an AI chatbot where the person on the other end doesn't even realize it's a bot, and they're just having instant conversations with the business. The bots are incredible at doing FAQ stuff, right? So you can now just feed it your website URL and it'll go learn everything about your business from your website. And then it's ready to start talking to people. And then you can shift it into these other modes. So one mode, the first mode is booking mode. So basically we could say, okay, when it gets to this point in a conversation, or, you know, if you hear people say these types of things to you, go in for the kill, meaning get them to book something. And so we're just going to see, I think, this wave of a movement of trying to get people into these conversations, because again, we don't have to rely on people. An example that I like to use is we worked with a lot of med spas, and one med spa, we were generating a ton of leads, but they were ready to cancel. And so I went in and started listening to their phone calls, and I'll never forget. I heard a young woman answer the phone, and let's say that they were called like Main Street Med Spa. And every med spa at the time was doing cool sculpting, right? It was like the hot service. Someone calls in and she's like, hello, Main Street Med Spa here. And the person said, oh, this isn't Broad Street Med Spa. And she said, oh no, Broad Street Med Spa is across town, and then hung up on them. And it was like, what are you doing? You're in the city. You're literally like blocks away from that person. You know, they're going to ask about cool sculpting. Just sell them the cool sculpting. And so sure enough, I went into the AI and I, you know, just wrote a little prompt. Like if anybody asks about any other business other than ours, don't just tell them no, tell them what services that you offer and stuff. And then I went and tested it and it handled the situation perfectly. So it's just one example of how these bots, once you train them, are just perfectly trained. And so they're not going to mess up like humans do. And again, they don't sleep, they don't eat, they don't take vacation. And so I really think that from what I have seen, we're going to get to a point where having an AI assistant for a business is going to be like having a website. Business owners are just going to get, they're just going to know that they need one. And if that's true, that means that every high leveler is in position to be the next WordPress, right? Because you can go sell every business that's looking for the thing that they're all going to be looking for, that thing, and charge whatever you want for it. And so I think we're just going to see this explosion of AI across the small local business world. And it's really going to be the high levelers who are going to take advantage of it, because they literally can just white label it and go provide it as an automated solution along with all the other services that they offer.
There's so much things that high level can do. What do you think is something that the most successful Go High Level agencies do that are different from the rest?
Basically, the most successful ones are the ones that are in this SaaS mentality. So instead of trying to start with like a $1,500 traditional package, they start with the software. So they're like, look, there's a bunch of low-hanging fruit that our software will collect for you. So we have to start you on that. So basically, you set them up with things like the missed call text back, right? The missed call text back saves the business so much money. It's the easiest sale in the world because statistically, businesses miss more than half of their inbound calls a day. So the missed call text back just sends a text message back to the number. Anybody who calls it doesn't get an answer saying, hey, sorry, missed your call. How can we help? So all of a sudden now, all these people who were about to call a competitor are getting a text message saying, oh, how can we help? And they're like, oh, great. And then they text back. And so you can imagine if you're just saving one sale a day or one sale every other day, the amount of money that you're making your clients, they're thrilled to then pay you $497 a month just for that one feature, right? And so when you do set that up, you do things like connect Google Business Profile, which turns on Google Business Chat. So now they're getting more leads off their Google Business Profile. And so all of these little things just accumulate into this really strong offer that you're just collecting recurring revenue on. Then you can go back and say, I would say the best businesses, the best high-level businesses are doing this. They set all that up and then they go back and say, hey, do you want to accelerate this with ads? Cool, we can help you with ads or with SEO or whatever those other services are. But there's just all this really low-hanging fruit. Another great example is reviews. High Level has online scheduling, right? But we also can connect with anything. So basically, if you just connect in or set up a scheduling calendar for your clients, you know the perfect time to ask for a review, right? So we automate that. After an appointment, a review request goes out. Now business is generating reviews on autopilot. Positive reviews shoot businesses up the rankings in Google. And now they're getting more business. And so there are all these things. And now speaking of, hey, again, this is in suggestive mode, but auto mode is right around the corner where it actually just spins up a review reply. So statistically, businesses who reply to the reviews get more reviews. And so now we've made that even easier. And so all these little things that you can just set up that are automated that don't require you to keep hiring more staff, the more clients that you get, you start there. And then you can go and upsell the higher ticketed stuff. But again, they're going to cancel that. And then when they do, it doesn't matter because they're still paying you $497 a month or whatever you want to charge for your white label. So that's number one, get in the SaaS mode mentality. Number two, make sure you're automating your lead generation. So just like I said, now I think everyone's going to be plugging AI into it. But in the past, at the very least, you just want to automate a text message back every time a new lead comes in. That just says, you know, and I like to teach people to just ask a simple question based on whatever the offer was. If it were a CoolSculpting offer that we were doing or a Botox offer for a med spa, automate a text back that says, thanks for claiming that offer. Have you had Botox before? Right? Simple question, but what's going to happen? The person's going to answer. And then you've engaged the lead within 5 minutes. And now we've just statistically changed everything in our favor. So those are the two big things. Get in SaaS mentality and then make sure that you're automating your lead generation nurture.
Awesome. Yeah, I think that's the simplest part. Like literally it's just turning it on, like clicking the button to have that available for your clients. So if you're thinking, oh my gosh, I have to learn a whole nother thing, which is I think one of the biggest objections people have of moving over to another software, just learn a little bit every time, and then you can upsell your clients to other things. Like, I'm glad you mentioned the MIT study because how many of you, even my parents, it's like you call them, what are you doing other than being my mom? Why aren't you answering? But then they'll text right back. I'm busy.
You don't be on the phone anymore, right? I hate when people call me. Like, I actually get angry, which is mean, but it's the truth. And I think most of us are like that. And so that's a funny point because we're seeing more and more agencies selling the missed call text back as a service like this. Hey, what if we could take all of your phone calls and turn them into text messages? And that alone gets businesses really excited because if you think about it, one person can only have one phone conversation at a time. But one
person busy out in the field doing your thing, doing what you're best at. And like,
totally. Well, one person who types well on a keyboard can have 10, 20 text conversations at the same time. And so basically it's just so much more efficient. And so when businesses start seeing that happen, they're like, wait, can you just turn this on for all of our calls? Like, we don't want to talk to people on the phone. It's way easier if they text us. And that's where the chat widget comes in. We put that on the website, and that, you know, that's just a gateway into a text conversation. The missed call, text back, and SMS in general, just turning the conversations into asynchronous chat, is Google Business Chat again. So powerful. And if you look at products like Podium, it's $500 a month, and that's all it is. It's basically text messaging. And so they're a $3 billion company, right? And so the problem is they're trying to sell directly to businesses who don't know what software they need. They don't know how to set it up. So the advantage goes to the high leveler, because you white label high level, and then you can go sell those exact same features as your own software. And then you take the $497 a month or $297 a month or whatever you want to charge for it. But yeah, just getting a business set up to text is incredibly powerful, game-changing move for pretty much any business on the planet.
When you make something so valuable for someone who's generating all these leads, they won't want to cancel. It's like, you'll never cancel your cell phone, no matter how broke you are. You'll find you need the phone, right?
That's right, because it's a utility bill. And that's right. A term that I use a lot, is like, when you get the core features of high level setup, it quickly becomes a utility bill. It's like, oh, we would never consider canceling that. Why would we do that? That's the thing that texts everyone back when we miss a call. That's the thing that, you know, saves us all that money every week because we can't get to the phones quick enough. And so, yeah, utility bill is the goal.
So you have helped the company generate over seven figures, it says here.
Well, that was the agency that I used to work at. I was a partner in an agency that grew to over $1 million a year. Now they're doing over $2 million a year. The biggest jump in that agency was actually when we found high level. As soon as we started automating the lead nurture is when we saw things really jump across the client deck. And then I had the opportunity to join the team at high level, which was a no-brainer because I knew every agency on the planet was going to want this tool that Sean, Robin, and Varun were building. And so, yeah, that was the biggest lesson because, again, I learned it the hard way. We would have so many conversations where we get a client, we generate them like 100 Botox leads for like $7 a lead. And you think they're going to be so excited. And then you get on the phone at the end of the month and they're ready to cancel. And you're like, what is going on? We sent you 100 leads. And they're like, that can't be true because I don't have any new customers. And it's like, but what are you doing with the leads? And then when you actually look at it, they're doing nothing, of course, because a very important lesson that I learned is that businesses are used to referrals. They are used to talking to people who have been pre-sold by friends or family and are already ready to buy. Most businesses are not sales trained, and they don't know what to do with a lead off of Facebook. And so there's this huge disconnect there. And as soon as we were able to start solving that with automation and just basically automating the text back that says, you know, hey, have you ever had Botox before? And then they would say, no, I haven't. Does it hurt? And now the customer's just having a conversation. They know what to do from there. It was just an absolute game changer. And so as we taught more and more agencies how to do that, we have grown very quickly at high level. And now we have, I think, about 40,000 agencies using the platform. And then through them, about 500,000 businesses use it every day, although they don't know they're using it because they're using it through somebody else's white label.
Right. That's awesome.
Yeah.
As I say, the fortune is in the follow-up, right?
That's exactly right.
I love the follow-up because the fact that it also connects you with the call, right? Another AI feature, right? The call to connect thing as well.
Yeah. So that's very cool. So we have this recipe in the workflow builder called the Fast Five, which is, again, based around that study, right? 5-minute window. We need to do everything we can in 5 minutes to make sure that we get this lead to engage. So we send an email, we send a text message. And then after a minute or two, if we don't get a reply to the text message, we do the call connect. So basically the system calls the business. So let's say I work with med spas. It calls the med spa. And when they answer, they hear a robot read a message that I write in the workflow. So it would say something like, Chase's awesome marketing agency generated another Botox lead. The lead's name is Sarah Smith. Press any key to connect with Sarah. So if my client pushes a button on their phone, then it calls the lead And if Sarah answers, it bridges the call. So the system is trying to put your clients on the phone with their leads 2 minutes after the lead came in. That is super powerful. And if that doesn't work, if one of the two doesn't answer, then that workflow will send a ringless voicemail. So their phone doesn't actually ring. They just get the notification that they have a new voicemail. And again, that's going to be saying, thanks for claiming the offer. The next step is this. Feel free to give us a shout. When you look at what that workflow does in the first 5 minutes, email, SMS, call connect, voicemail drop, it's basically a world away from what we all used to do, which is shoot an email saying, here's a new lead, name, email, phone number, good luck, and then just pray that they know what to do with that. And so, yeah, it's night and day. Once you implement the Fast Five, you'll see your client retention drastically jump up.
I love that feature. Especially, so I work with a lot of coaches and course creators, but my background is actually in real estate. So I work with tons of real estate agents, and they're mostly out there in the field. And so I love that feature for agents out there because they're out there maybe showing a home or whatever, or they're on the road and they can simply pick up the phone and connect with that call. I used to do that. I used to send them an email and then be like, pray that they actually, did you respond to that call? Well, you know.
Exactly.
A day and later, dead.
No, exactly. And when you go audit your clients again, you'll be shocked. You will be appalled. You'll be banging your head against the table when you see what actually happens to these leads that they pay for and that we work so hard to generate. And so that's why you have to take it out of their hands. Like if you're in the business of selling leads, you will have a terrible churn rate because you're the first person to get fired. And so if you can sell conversations and bookings, then you retain clients because that's what businesses want, right? A lead is like homework, right? That they don't even know how to do, essentially. And so you have to take the next step and go one step further down the funnel and deliver conversations and booked appointments. And that's what changed our agency. That's when you'll see the biggest jump. Now we have AI to go on top of that. And I think, you know, you mentioned real estate. And it's funny because in our main account, I trained the bot to be a real estate bot. And if you want, I can just show you the playground. This is in settings in Conversation AI. We recently rolled out this bot trial. It's like a playground. So basically you can just go converse with the bot to see what it's going to say. So this one, I started training to be a real estate bot. So you can imagine people go to a realtor's website or whatever, and they would click the chat button and they would ask questions like, how long do you think it would take to buy a house right now? But essentially, you come in here and you can train your bot and you can feed it a website and it'll have conversations like that. Let me see if I can hop into a different account here. I think I trained this one to be a dentist.
While you're looking for that, I do want to mention about training your AI because a lot of people have talked, you know, asked me like, oh, can you give me a prompt? But then I'm asking them specific questions. Well, what do you really want? What is the result that you want? What is the target audience you're looking for? And then my friend was getting a little rash with me. And she's like, well, I just want a prompt. I'm like, well, you have to ask it specifically what you want. It's just like asking your assistant to go get you coffee, but you wanted a caramel macchiato, but they came back with regular coffee. You have to be specific.
Yeah, exactly. And so you can see this one. Here's that example that I asked, is this Johnson Family Dentistry? And it said, nope, this is Buckner Family Dentistry. Can we get you booked for a visit? And then I asked it if it offers Invisalign. It said, yes, it does. And you could see that this one is aggressively in booked mode. So I would tell this one to like tone it down a little bit, but you could see that it's trying to get me in for an appointment. Which is amazing because again, imagine if this happens consistently, how much better that is than nothing, than crickets, right? Which is what most leads get. And so as you hop in here and refine your bot through the trainings, basically in a couple of days, there'll be like these thumbs up, thumbs down things for every response. And if you thumbs down, it says, okay, how should I have handled that? Now you can just refine your bot to handle questions exactly as you want it to handle them. And once you get it tuned in to the point where it's good to go, then you're in business, right? And so then you just take that and use it for all of your clients in that niche or multiple niches if you want. But like I said, from what I have seen, scenarios where like if you ask it, I had it in suggestive mode and I asked a question and then I asked another question real quick, like before it replied. And then when it replied, it answered both my questions in one response, just like a human would. And so I just continually am more and more impressed with all these intricate scenarios that it's able to handle. And once you fine tune the rough edges of it, again, I can't see a reason why any business wouldn't want it. Imagine how many times a day a restaurant gets asked about vegan, vegetarian, gluten-free, like all these things that just waste their staff's time. Or worse, they don't answer and now the people are frustrated because they're not getting answers and they're looking for alternatives. And so I just can't see a world where every business doesn't want one of these. And again, if you think about the opportunity that that creates for us as agency owners to be the provider of these AI assistants, I mean, it's just a whole new industry that's about to be created that we're all ready to capitalize on.
Exactly. The only reason I would see someone not liking it is if they didn't train it correctly and it was just very inauthentic, you know, or just saying the wrong things at the wrong time. But that's why they have someone like you as an agency owner to make sure that it's set up right.
For sure. Yeah, for sure. But even when it's like gives a response that's goofy or something, like a lot of times the bad responses I've seen are like goofy. So it's not like, oh, a bot wrote that. It's like, that's a weird thing that that person just said. And so, yeah, once you kind of just refine it down, it gets to the point where you don't even know. But again, even when it's sending a weird response, it's better than no response.
Yeah,
and that, I think, is what the game changer is, right? Because again, we know we have a 5-minute window. And how many times have you gone to a website, clicked the thing, you type in a message, and then it's like, this website typically responds in 6 hours. And you're like, whatever, later. And so that problem immediately goes away because you're immediately having a conversation and hopefully the bot has been refined to the point where you don't even know it's a bot.
And if anything does kind of like go weird, though, I've seen it where it basically calls itself out like, oh, sorry, we didn't really understand what you were saying. Like, can, you know, we'll get something else to respond back soon.
Or you can program it to not pretend to be a human, right? You can have it be like, oh, I am, you know, whatever, the friendly med spa assistant here at Johnson Med Spa. I can answer pretty much any question you have. And if I can't, then I'll get a human over here, right? Like who would care about that? You'd be thrilled just to be getting answers to your question. And so
definitely better than Cricut.
Yeah. We talk a lot about selling high level, right? And we talk about don't try to sell everything because it just goes right over people's heads. Focus on one thing. We call that tip of the spear. And so missed call text back is a very popular tip of the spear, SMS in general, reputation management stuff. I think that the AI assistants are going to quickly become the most popular tip of the spear because once we as consumers start seeing these things on websites, we're going to quickly be like, how do I get one of those? Mm-hmm. And so I think it's going to be very easy to reach out to a business owner and say, hey, why don't you have an AI assistant on your site yet? And they're going to be like, because I have no idea how to set that up. And then you're in a sales conversation. So I think it's going to quickly become the service of choice that businesses are going to be looking for in the near future.
Yeah. The booking bot is awesome. And all I do is just show up.
Well, like I said, I really think that we're going to see the ad spend shift from lead ads to messenger ads. Because a lead ad, you fill out a form and you're like, all right, claim that offer. Maybe tomorrow I'll get something back and then I'll think about it again. And there's just so much disconnect in that process. If you say you want it on Facebook and the next thing you know, you're talking to someone, again, that 5 minute, like you're in that mindset right there. The results of that are going to be so much more positive than the way that we all do it right now with lead ads. So I really think that the AI bots are going to pull a large percentage of spend into ad conversations as opposed to ad forms.
And so for those of you who don't know, you can also, those lead ads and or messenger ads can be they automatically just go right into your account too.
Yeah, we integrate directly with Facebook lead ads. So you don't have to use like Zapier or a third party to connect the two. As soon as somebody fills out a lead ad on Facebook, it comes straight into your account. You can automate back replies. You can do, you know, all sorts of stuff. If they put in their email, it automatically, same thing with their phone number. So there's a lot of cool stuff that you can do. And we're really excited to be working with Meta on some new things that they're rolling out. They're putting a lot of cool new features into Messenger. One of them being you can subscribe to people now, basically giving somebody consent to text message you. They're going to do that for Messenger because right now there's like a 24-hour window, right? If somebody messaged a business, they can automate back replies, but only for 24 hours, and then you can't message them again until they message you. Mm-hmm. So they're going to open up the subscription thing where you're going to be able to basically do reactivation campaigns in Messenger, which is really powerful. And so they're going to be talking about that, some other cool stuff. And then, of course, WhatsApp, they just gave us the approval on that. And so that
I'm excited because I just gotten connected with an international audience and they've been asking for that WhatsApp.
Yes. So I live in Mexico and nobody text messages at all. Everything happens in WhatsApp.
That's what she told me. She's like, nobody does, you know, does anything else other than WhatsApp. So figure that out. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. I'm really excited to see what that's going to do for the international community at high level. I know that everyone in Mexico, everyone pretty much everywhere outside of the US and Canada has been dying for WhatsApp. And to be honest, there are like only a handful of businesses that have direct access to the Meta API for WhatsApp. So we're really, really excited for them to give us approval and for us to roll that out and watch all the incredible things that, you know, the community is going to go do with WhatsApp.
I love it. I calculated over $10,000 in subscriptions for one of my clients in particular that I've been able to save them. So paying $497 a month is going to be a no-brainer for people.
I mean, that's the name of the game, right? That's why we're here. Most softwares are built because they try to sell them, you know, they raise a bunch of money, hire an army of salespeople, and then they go try and sell them directly to Dr. Bob. As we've talked about, Dr. Bob has no clue what software he needs. And so that's a very hard sale, hard onboarding. There's a lot of friction there. And so it just doesn't go very well. Whereas we build and price things for us, the integrators, the agencies, the consultants that know what we're doing. And it's basically unlimited. So you pay high level $497 a month, and then you can go resell it to as many people as you want for whatever price you want. And so we literally have customers that make more than $1 million a month that pay us $500 a month. You know, people think that's crazy, but we know that that's what we're trying to do. You know, Sean will say, we want to be a $10 billion business where you, the community, are making $8 billion and we're making $2 billion. That's really on the path that we're on. And we're actually getting pretty close to that, I would say. SaaSpreneurs, I actually have the chart in front of me. Last month, agencies that are in SaaS mode generated $54 million in recurring revenue last month. It's just amazing to see, which puts the ARR of SaaSpreneurs at around $650 million a year that's being generated by the high-level community at large. So it's just absolutely been insane to watch. And that's what we're here to do. We're here to give you all the tools that you need to be a software provider in addition to a service provider.
And I don't think it'll ever be, there won't be saturation, guys. There's millions of small business owners that you can help in multiple different industries.
Oh, endless. And I think when people get hung up on that, that's like saying Apple's not going to work because everybody's going to use an Apple. No. Like, we're the OS, and then you go build what you want on top of it and then go sell that, right? And so it's not about the features. It's about the ones that you pick and choose, the way that you combine them, how you sell them, how you onboard them. We know that you're the magic because somebody from Podium is not going to take the time and the care to onboard somebody like you will. And so that's how you win. And so every high leveler is out there doing it differently. Some people, like I said, go sell the mystical text back as, we're going to turn all of your phone calls into texts. Other people are selling it as, hey, we're going to recuperate lost revenue to missed calls. It's just a million ways to skin the cat, and it's completely up to you. And that's what, you know, we love to see. We love to be the underlying system that people build on top of. Now we're rolling out the integrators marketplace. So you're going to see all sorts of third-party integrations being built in. I think the first one that is on the new setup is a postcard thing. So basically, if you sign up in your workflows, you'll see a new action to send your contact a postcard, like a physical postcard in the mail. So just all sorts of these like cool add-on services are being built into the ecosystem that just extend things and give you the ability to customize it even more and more.
Oh, yeah. I'm always finding something new. I mean, I'm really cutting back on these other services, but I also had a contract type of signature system. And now I figured out, there's something built in I can use to do that.
That just rolled out. One feature that I love to point out that I think is a great example. If you forgot everything in high level and you just went and sold the social media planner, The fact that you can bulk upload content, it means, again, imagine I'm still working with med spas. I could go make 365 reels for a med spa that I know would work for any med spa, load it into my Snapshot, and every time I get a new client, they instantly have a year's worth of social media content ready to be scheduled. If you think about it like that, I could go build a monster business just selling that one thing, right? And forget everything else in high level. And there's a million different areas of high level that you could do that with. And so definitely don't get hung up on the whole like saturation thing, because again, there are people that just take one tiny piece of it and then go build a seven-figure agency on top of it.
You just gave me the best idea. And I used to do that. I had certainly actually post like a year's worth of social media posts for real estate guys. So if you need that, I'm going to add that in there as my offers.
Well, I'll give you one more. I know we're almost out of time, but this is one that I love, that I think if you work with influencers, the problem that influencers have is that they have a big following, but they don't have any of those people's contact information. So again, we talked about statistically, if I post to my community, only like 6 to 10% of my followers will actually see it. But if I can post in Instagram, but then also text message all of my followers and email all of my followers, my results are drastically going to change. And so with high level, you can connect, let's say Instagram in this case, and you could set up a workflow that says, okay, if someone DMs me this keyword, I want to automate back a DM that delivers the thing, right? So DM me whatever to get my ebook on how to do this, that, and the other thing. So when you do that, you're then turning followers into contacts in a database that you can connect with directly outside of Instagram. And so that is a service that every influencer needs that is so easy to set up. And again, once you set it up, it's automated. And so every month, they're just getting more and more people from their following to join their contact database. And now every promotion that they do, they're not just posting in Instagram, but they're also emailing and text messaging. And the effectiveness of that is through the roof. So I think that's just another example of a micro service that I love, using very little, you know, just a few features in high level that you can go build a whole business around.
I love that feature. You can do that with the text messaging as well. A lot of realtors will have their signs out there, right? So DM a certain word, they'll text it, you text right back.
Yep.
I love that feature, you guys. And there's an unlimited ways you can skin a cat. And the four-part system that I talk about all the time is you see the people, tell the story, build for an event, and follow up. And this whole system puts it all together for your clients on that last part too, making sure you follow up. That's one of the biggest regrets, I think, that people who have big influence is that they didn't set up a list. They didn't you have a funnel set up for them. No brainer. So easy. Well, thanks so much for being here. I just always love hearing about the innovation, the next things that are coming, because your girl's on top of it here.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to seeing you there and everybody else who's going to be there. Last year was amazing and this year's bigger and better.
Awesome. Thanks again so much for your time, and we'll see you guys.
Thank you.